Pat, such a wonderful role for you. I just loved you in the movie. I thought it was just magical. A far cry, though, of course, from being a vampire. Well, and from being in Harry Potter, I guess.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, you'd read the book. Were you kind of really drawn to this character, or did you kind of think, oh, hold on?
No, I mean, I think as soon as I read it, I just thought, it very rarely happens, but I thought I knew him, and it's extraordinarily rare for me to think that I can kind of do something immediately. I'm always doubting myself so much. So as soon as I read it, I was like, yeah, I should definitely do this. Every single signal is saying yes.
So you play Jacob, who's a veterinary student, but you have a fateful change of plan and jump a train. And as you say in the movie, maybe the train chose you. Mm-hmm. So you end up with the Bellini brothers. Working with the animals, was that a steep learning curve for you?
Not really. I mean, luckily, because Jacob, my character, doesn't really... I mean, even though he was studying to be a vet, he really would only have worked with, like, farm animals before, because he was growing up in upstate New York, and working with these exotic animals was totally new to him, so I could just be experiencing stuff for the first time as well. And I mean, no one in 1930 would really know anything about an elephant or how to treat it or how to deal with it. An elephant or a lion or any of the other animals. I mean, working with everything, which is great for me because I could just be totally ignorant of everything and just react to it normally.
We had to cancel shows in three towns. The rumor was four men got tossed to save money, and we might go belly up. Dead circuses were common in 31. Men tired of being mistreated would mutiny, or bosses would see the end coming and pull a runner with all the money, leaving a mess of animals and acts like bones to be picked over.
I read that you on the set, Rosie the elephant, the screen legend that she is, was really quite flirtatious and liked you a lot. And I did read that maybe it's because you stuck peppermints over yourself. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted her trunk to kind of be doing funny things like throughout the scene, but I put a little few too many on them. And even when I didn't have them on, she was thinking they were somewhere, so that we'd be doing a really serious scene. I mean, she suddenly, a trunk would just be at my face and stuff. Yeah, so it was a little bit of a mistake in the end.
But it was quite physical and quite brutal in some ways. And I felt for you when you had to shoot that horse. It was quite powerful emotionally, that movie, don't you think?
No, definitely. I mean, there's something strange about animals that people, they provoke more empathy from an audience. And also, I think, because all the animals are genuinely characters in the movie as well. I mean, Ty, the elephant, is genuinely a really good actress. I mean, however ridiculous it is to say, she has an amazingly expressive face. And you can like look in her eyes, you know when she's happy, you know when she's sad. I mean, and she can act. It's weird.
Now, you're pretty young to be on the rails. You running from something, maybe?
No, nothing like that.
What can you do?
Just about anything, I guess.
We land in deposit in the morning. We'll get you some work for the day, and if you're still alive at the end of it, I will take you to see August, the Lord and Master of the known and the unknown universe himself.
All right, who's that?
Hold on, Hopak. You've been for the ride of your life.
For you, I mean, you've been voted the world's most handsome man, wasn't it, Vanity Fair, and then one of the most 100 most influential people in the world by Times Magazine. No pressure there, then. I mean, how does it feel? Because it's not that long since you were just a drama student in Barnes.
Yeah, you just kind of... None of it really means anything. I mean, it's all nice, and it's kind of the interesting experiences to have had. But it's funny, my dad always used to say that success and failure are both imposters. And I think the more successful things that happen to me, I'm just like, yeah, it definitely feels that way. The more good things that happen, it's almost intimidating in a funny sort of way.
Robert Pattinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.